First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0.
The impossible becomes possible when you do simply do whatever is what you can, what's possible. And the healing virtue of God went into that ear. God is alive. He's real, and he cares about you. And you know something? Not only can he heal a body and multiply your finances, but he can also set you free from the remorse of sin. Are there things in your life that you're doing that you know you shouldn't be doing? Maybe some things you've done, you're not doing them anymore, but you feel so guilty about them. Maybe there's someone you've had an argument with. I'll be right, but you felt so, or you were right, but you felt so bad about the argument. It was worse. The argument was actually worse than the reason of the argument. Raise your hand. Say, Lord, I thank you. Just raise your hand. Say, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Insomnia squad first in the morning called manic depression. If you don't like it, that's okay. It's quite fine.
Sure.
Sure, you don't have to like it. You pushing piss ant fuckhead. Think I give a flying fuck if you like it or not? You screw yourself with a pipe, man. Go ahead, take a fucking pipe. A rusty, cold pipe. Right up your fucking ass. And for all you know, that fucking rusty old pipe has been sitting in somebody's garage. And there's a spider inside that motherfucker. Gonna crawl up inside your asshole, up through your intestines. It's gonna delay its fucking eggs, man. It's gonna cause a web somewhere in some nice little pocket of air inside your body. And little baby spiders are gonna come out, man. They're gonna start gnawing on your fucking intestines and crawl around, get to your kidneys, and they're gonna eat you fucking inside out, motherfucker. But hey, guess what? That spider had parasites, yes. That spider that crawled up in your asshole that you stuck that pipe, which was just comb, up your asshole and it went up into your intestines. that fucking spider had parasites. Oh my Christ, what kind of bacterial fungi is growing inside of me now? Now. 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 You slimy hole. 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 You slimy hole.
Joe doesn't want you around there ever again. Joe told me to beat your ass. Joel told me that it's up to me to pull the hair out of your head that's remaining. Joe told me that he is God and that I must obey him, and I will. Thy will be done. Tequila.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you shouldn't be worried about Joe. You ought to worry about yourself, fucker. You think you can whip me 115, huh? You fucking think you can whip me? Yeah. Well, fuck you. That's all that's left of your sledgehammer there. You hear me? It's just a tangled mess of words. Listen to him. He's in pain. Real pain.
Yeah.
Kind of going to give to you when you meet me out, son. 7-Eleven. When I kick your fucking ass, punk!
Here they come. It's a diaper.
Stop right out there. They did.
Stop again. Oh, here they go. There they go.
Now boarding at box 8119. Megalomaniacs, militants, mental defectives, and adults without children, please board first. You're the first to be boring. Serious young intellectuals, sensitive artists, sensual poets, and cerebral studs may take the rest of the available seating. Psycho Jack, white courtesy phone, please.
Far superior.
and I'm not even trying. You may make your checks payable to me. Payment complete.
Good evening, around the Buckeye. I'm a big good evening around the Buckeye. This famous. We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
Blah, 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 blah. Who the hell is Eva or Eva or whatever? This is, of course, Andy Walsh of the Andy Walsh Bridge of Bondage 24-Hour Ride Show. And if you put that on your outgoing, I will kill you. Take that dumb message off there. So stupid. If you want to put something on there, record this. Joe, you have got a friend.
Well, you know, over the years, I've heard a lot of people talk ugly about the mailboxes. And I think a lot of you, perhaps you who's listening right now, often consider the mailboxes like some lowest rung of the communicative ladder, the ladder of communication. You think of it as the lowest rung. But I guarantee you, man, that the level of the amount of communication and the level of communication, a good, honest level, for as many years and every day for as many years that I've been doing it, I mean, man, I know that it's just communication is a very important thing, not for world purposes. We're talking about for your own purpose, for your own self. It's good to communicate with people. And so people think that, talking on the mailbox is like some horrible, diseased way of communicating, when actually I think it's one of the best. It's at the top rung of the ladder. In fact, I would even go to say it's better than one-to-one person communication, because as many times and as much as I communicate with some people, I would be worn out if I saw them in person, you know. So, and plus the mailbox allows you the convenience factor, you dig, and you don't get stumbled on by your words. Nobody tells you, nobody jumps in and interrupts you, and you don't interrupt them. And it's just, to me, this is one of the highest forms of communication, are the mailboxes. And I think too many of you talk ugly about it, look at it as some kind of stupid thing, like it's low status, low scum, like pathetic or something, and I just think your mind's warped, you got the attitude that your teachers taught you to have. You're listening to what the teachers told you, man, what your parents told you. You're looking at the world like that.
Get a life, man. Is that all you do is talk in the mailboxes? Get a life.
Yeah, well, I think this is
You may start your message now.
I cannot deliver your message to... I'm sorry, I cannot deliver your message to Rich December. You've been with Anna Yaya. Yeah. I'm sorry, I cannot deliver your message to Rich December. You've been with Anna Yaya. I'm sorry, I cannot deliver your message to Rich December. You've been with Anna Yaya.
I'm sorry, I cannot deliver your message.
29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 34 of Midnight Voice Jail, entitled Negativity. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phidias Narco and the National Cynical Network, and can be heard Wednesday nights at midnight on KFJC 89.7 FM during Club Manic Consciousness. Our email address is voicejail@yahoo.com. The FAQ can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Special thanks to Angel DeMonique and all voice jailers everywhere. Thanks for listening.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.